Two questions for Don. The first one is, Bruce, you made the comment at Jerry yesterday that the market's boom times can basically be explained by the resources sector, and it's been a totally resources-driven boom. And Don's the chairman of BHP Billiton. No one in Australia has a better view of the boom, China, etc., than Don. So my question to Don is...
Don's not open for questions, but
well, Don's up
I'll
for election. Okay, all right. Well, Don's up for election, so he's just presented to us. I hope he can answer this.
It's not ready for interrogation, but I think
all right,
it's
well,
good for
sure. Jim, you deal with it as you see fit. I'll ask the question. How did we miss the super cycle? I mean, Don, how did we miss the resources super cycle? Why are we zero weighting Oxiana, Zinifex, Fortescue, Newcrest, all these companies which have absolutely boomed, we've missed it, yet we've got the guy on the board who's at the epicentre of the resources boom. So does the chairman of BHP not believe in the resources boom, or does the chairman of BHP not have the persuasive powers to get his way on our investment committee? Oh. It's an amazing contradiction that we're not long resources when we have the guru on our board, and I just think that's amazing, and I'd be interested in an explanation for Don.
Well,
from Don.
Very similar to the answer I gave you yesterday at the Jerry meeting, in the sense that we have to look at our whole electorate, and most of our shareholders, you're a bit younger than the average, I think, but in these meetings we say, what are we on about? We're on about security of income and growing income streams and trying to match them with a breadth of investment portfolio, a spread of risk. And as such, we have had a policy, and we'll go on having the policy, of mainly focusing our investment on those companies that do, or in the short term will, in our belief, produce a good flow of dividends, and so that we can pass them on to the shareholders. And I think the answer I gave to you yesterday was, that's why we've tended to focus on BHP, Rio. We believe the story, and in fact, in our, if I look at our weightings, as it were, vis-a-vis the index, and that doesn't totally drive them, we are overweight resource, and we are overweight in the oil and gas sector. But our focus really has to be on the ones that where we think there's going to be security and growth of income in the not too distant future. So one of the big problems for us is I think we've got about 10% of the portfolio in BHP. And the index weight's a bit higher than that. We're not going to slavishly follow the index, but that's how we think it's appropriate in a company like this to follow that trend. We do believe it. We're very strong on that section, and but that's how we have slanted it. I think it's a matter, Stephen, of trying to properly judge the risk-reward profile that is... that probably represents the electorate. And that's how we go about it.